Yeah.
about six, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's
So
been
she.
married now about 3 years.
I think I'm a little like him.
And where does she live now?
In Massachusetts, they in the army.
He is.
Anyway, she's got a real nice young man, and she's buzzing.
Did she used to stay here with him?
Oh, no, she didn't stay here with him, but they live in Beebe, Arkansas, and we'd go over there, and they'd come over here, and she was a beautiful parlor girl, and she didn't have no boyfriend, and she would go with us, and she'd be our chauffeur.
Oh, she'd be your chauffeur.
And she liked to drive. We'd have a new car there all the time, so she'd drive it. Now, what else are you going to talk about?
I'm going to ask you about if somebody came to see you and they didn't come this last Sunday, but the Sunday before that, you'd say they came.
Well, they come Sunday before last.
Sunday before last. Now, if they're going to come, not this coming Sunday, but the one following, you said they were going to come
next Sunday.
Now, if it was, would you ever use the Sunday week? Sometime you'd say something.
Sunday week?
Yeah.
I've heard people use Sunday week all right, a week ago, a week, next Sunday week.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody stayed from the 1st of the month to the 15th of the month, you'd say they stayed about
15 days. That'd be half.
Now, if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
What time it is? You'd ask them what time it was, or what time had you?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
7:30,
mm-hmm.
30 minutes to 8.
Mm-hmm. And if it's, let's say, if it's 10:45, you'd say it's another
what
way.
What is 10 o'clock and 45 minutes, or 10 and
how about?
Three quarters? Or
quarter till
11.
Yeah, would you say 11. It like that? Quarter to 11?
Quarter to 11 would be all right, or 15 to 11.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, yeah, I've been doing that for quite.
Been doing for years.
Quite a
while, uh-huh. Several years or something. Several.
Oh, now you might say, now the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one.
Yeah.
If something happened on this day, the same day, except it was last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
Same day last year?
Exactly. If you were saying how long ago it happened exactly?
A year ago today?
Yeah, exactly.
A year ago today.
Now,
you're trying to get me crossed up.
No, I'm not. Sometimes you might go outside and you might look up the sky and say, now I don't like the looks of those black
clouds. Man, it looks like black clouds and weather. Rolling clouds or
mm-hmm.
things. Most just be that
black cloud
is what you look at.
Now, if you look up at the sky and there are no clouds, you might say, oh, I think we're going to have
a clear day. It'd be a clear, well, it'd be a clear day, wouldn't it?
Now, on the opposite kind of day,
if a cloudy day.
Now, if it's been real fair and real pretty, and then the clouds are getting thicker and thicker, and you think it's going to rain, you'd say the weather is.
It looks stormy.
Uh-huh.
It'd be looking
and
stormy.
And you'd say the weather is.
It's rainy looking. It'd be looking rainy, or it looks stormy, or it looks cloudy.
Do you ever say the weather is changing?
Well. Yeah, it could be changing, all right. It could be changing, all right, but it would really be changing, all right.
It looked cloudy. It wouldn't look changing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be changing.
It'd be changing.
Oh, I see. Now, if it had been cloudy, and then the clouds
had cleared off.
Yeah.
Had cleared away.
Yeah. Now, what would you call a heavy rain that